This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com. So the first thing that I looked at today was a post by Fabio Rojas on org theory. So a couple days ago, he put out a post saying that his sense is that editors are saying that journals are getting a lot more submissions than they used to be. Who knows why? But I had a little exchange with him, and I was asking, you know, what's your sense of like the average qualities, the average article getting better? Like maybe the increase in journals is just there's more research being done, more people in the field, even though we know that faculty positions aren't really growing. And maybe people are just more productive. And his sense was, he was like, no, most of what's published is normal science, right? It's just really polished normal science experiments. And so if quality isn't improving while there is a flood of new submissions, what does that mean is going on? Like, what do you interpret that as? More submissions, but a constant, you know, the top 5% of articles or whatever are pretty constant. So no appreciable quality improvement at the top. What's going on? You want me to start off with my take, or anybody want to go first?
Yeah, let's hear your take. I'm curious.
I think that there's a convention developing in the field, something that we were taught very early in Princeton, that of the minimum publishable unit. And the game now is that people are trying to take, you know, a research topic and milk it for quantitatively more articles, as many articles quantitatively as possible, even if maybe their collective contribution is equivalent to what one article might have been back in the day. It's basically, are we all playing a numbers game where we're all just trying to get as many publications however we can, and the way to win this game is to figure out how to churn out publishable volume?
Well, I'd really like to see the metrics, right? I'd like to see how the number of submissions have increased over time at each of these journals that are stating that their submission numbers are significantly increasing. Mm-hmm. Because part of me is thinking that I actually don't believe that submissions like have risen that much. What I do think is going on is there are fewer people who are actually taking on the responsibility of being peer reviewers. And I think that puts editors in a huge bind. And I think it feels like they're being flooded with this avalanche of submissions when really it's just there aren't enough reviewers out there who are taking on the labor.
But presumably, like, that would have been a first step that people would have looked at the actual numbers, right? So
I don't be believing people, Corey.
You probably won't go wrong there.
Yeah, totally.
But I mean, I guess if we assume that the numbers actually are going up, I mean, so yeah, by Joe's point, I mean, but it seems like there's a root cause thing. It's like, so what? It's like the people are going to sort of smallest publishable unit because there is more pressure to publish things, right? Alternatively, though, could it just be that the discipline is growing, right? So it's like, are there just more people submitting stuff? Like the volume of people submitting maybe has gone up. Could be that other disciplines are now thinking like, oh, I'll publish in SOCH. So we might be getting, you know, political scientists or economists or psychologists publishing in our journals. I know when I was as a grad student, I was like the grad student assistant for Social Psych Quarterly, and we got a bunch of psychologists who would, you know, submit stuff to the journal. Yeah. So it could be that. But obviously, yeah, sort of the pressure to publish is on, and that pressure is trickling down.
But there's two types of pressures to publish, right? There is the pressure to publish a groundbreaking work that alters people's views, versus the pressure of producing a quantitatively large number of papers, regardless of their impact or their novelty or the incremental contribution to knowledge that you know, they represent. And I'm wondering, is there a quantity game going on? And as a group, we're sort of starting to play a numbers game. Like, it's like a neo-institutional story, right?
Well, if we're thinking about numbers games, one of the things that I have actually noticed is more and more publications that kind of look more like kind of like the med school model, where there are multiple authors on one publication, mm-hmm. right? And it could be that, you know what I mean? It's like, for example, there's one project, right? There are multiple people who are working on it, right? And they take turns being first author, right? So if they're just changing, you know, if they're making slight variations, right, in the publications, or even if they have just like one data set, right, that or one data set that they all had a hand in collecting and, you know, and they decide to mine it for these different, for these different topics. I actually think that maybe that might be part of what's going on, right? It's like, you know, maybe as part of this pressure to publish more, it might be that, you know, and that would explain, I think, sort of like this lack of significant, increase in, I guess, whatever kind of quality metric Fabio was mentioning. So, I mean, that's just another thing that I would throw out there is I kind of feel like for a very long time, you know, people were told, you know, if there are too many authors on the paper, you're not going to get credit. And I actually think that, you know, that at least to some extent, like that paradigm has changed somewhat.
I mean, it could also be that people are, I mean, this is just pure speculation, but people are committing to sort of larger scope projects. So a single project is producing multiple pieces, right? Which might sort of end up devolving into a smallish publishable unit. I mean, I definitely think about with the work I do, like, it's obviously heavily book-oriented type projects. And even the non-book stuff, in some ways, is kind of one-off-ish. Thankfully, now I'm sort of a post-tenure kind of life, so I don't have to be super concerned about that. I can just be like, oh, I'm interested in this thing on singleness, and there'll be one paper, but that's it. But that model of doing SOCH seems to be somewhat out of vogue, right? So people are like, oh, I do stuff on, you know, family formation, and I'm going to do 20 papers that are, you know, sort of linked to that. And you know, there's 20 papers in it, I'm sure. But if people are taking on those sorts of projects, they're going to be producing, you know, a larger volume of material potentially. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's, it sounds like you're worried that the ideas are getting smaller.
That is sort of what I'm wondering. Like, are we developing a disciplinary sort of habit that will ultimately prevent the production of genuinely novel perspectives, you know, in our quest to get as many papers, like, you know, run the same regression six times with, you know, a few different variables on each side and, you know, just start salami slicing it to death.
Right. Mm. Or that sort of like, I'm interested in, you know, this independent variable and I'm going to put it in models with a range of different outcomes. And yeah, the story is going to be seemingly unique, but it's essentially about, you know, the effect of, you know, I don't know.
Same regression with different subsets or different coding. Who knows? For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.